DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Okay, so it goes from bad to worse. Moron, some dummy. That's what I'm going to call him because I can't say his name. Guy who won the Democrat primary for New York City mayor. Or maybe we'll go with Zohran Mankami. I haven't decided. I should put a vote up on my X feed. One of the two. The guy who says, you know what we really need to do is we need to go ahead and take control of means of production. That's classic communism. Indisputable. I mean, you go on Google and you'll find, just mean to ask Google, what is communism? It's communal control of means of production. Exactly what he's proposing here. Here we go.
Whether it's BDS, right, or whether it is the end goal of seizing the means of production, is that it is critical that in the way that we organize, in the way that we set up our, you know, set up our work and our priorities, that we do not leave any one issue for the other, that we do not meet a moment and only look at what people are ready for, but that we are doing both of these things in tandem, because it is critical for us to both meet people where
they're at. Anyway, we're now learning overnight he doesn't intend to just socialize and have government-run grocery stores, but also department stores. And this video has come out. What they want to do is use eminent domain to seize property in New York for housing. So in other words, take people's housing for the government. And you can see it in the cartoon sort of demonstration. It shows like a mid-sized building being taken by the government. And then when it's in their possession, it gets ripped down. And then one like three times the size is built and it shows people living in it. And it's government owned. You'll see these, by the way, in China, these massive high-rise buildings that are, you know, government owned. And it's a communist society. That's where people live.
Yeah, and we've tried that in this country before. How's that worked out?
Not so good. Not good. He's calling them community land trusts.
We can establish community land trusts to gradually buy up housing on the private market and convert it to community ownership. And we can fully commit to a new era of social housing, ending subsidies for luxury housing development and using our wealth to build beautiful, high-quality social housing projects that offer good homes and strong communities to everyone.
Yeah, he forgets one really critical thing about it that he doesn't really mention there is that they will not be sort of cruising around buying property. They will be taking it by force for this. At least that's what he intends to do. Peter Lamage, who grew up in communist Albania, has a warning about this. He's actually seen this in practice. They all do it to some extent, these communist countries. Yeah.
Look, I was born and raised in a communist country, and I know what it means. I've seen that movie before, and I don't like the ending of it. When he wants to have command and control over the economy, forced redistribution of property, these are things that have been tried in Eastern Europe. They were tried in the Soviet Union. They're being tried in Venezuela, Cuba, you name it. And they are complete failure. We must not allow this to spread in the United States, because this is not American at all.
Now, ask the farmers in South Africa how that's going right now.
Yeah, not so well. They're headed here.
Yeah, because they are, the government in South Africa is taking their land and giving it to others.
I mean, it's exactly the same thing. And he said that's how he lost his father in Albania.
When you have forced redistribution of property, you cannot have socialism without brute force of the government. In order for you or someone to implement those policies, you're going to have to use the government agencies to do that. You're going to have to use force to do that. When communism took over Albania and they dispossessed people from their property, they had to use government agencies to do that. They had to arrest people. They had to torture people. They wound up killing people, including my own father, because he will not comply with the requirements or the demands of the communist regime. And this is very dangerous thing to bring to the United States. This is the problem that we are importing into the West. We're bringing cultures that are not compatible with us, that they do not have any regards for the foundation of this country, the Constitution, the founding documents, capitalism. What has made this nation great is being attacked by the people who come here under the pretense that they want to be Americans. And the moment they get the citizenship, some of them, they want to dismantle the system that made them great, actually, and gave them the opportunity to be what they are.
Oh, what? That perfectly encapsulates the problem that we are. And that's coming from an immigrant to this country.
Yeah.
That's basically the Trump policy right there. That should be forced listening, if we actually had that in this country for a civics lesson. That is exactly where we are. That's not. I mean, it encapsulates the entire issue right there. I mean, that's just a wonderful statement.
But, you know, this moron, some dummy, Zoran Mankami, I don't know, pick one, text me. Which one do you like better?
That's a couple of good ones right there, Tara.
Yeah, no, I didn't come up with them myself. The geniuses on the text line did, and I asked, could I use them? So this has been crowdsourced by our
yes, exactly.
WRD listening yes. family.
It's a deep bench.
Yes, it's very deep, very deep. We've got some real wise butts on the text line. But anyway, that's why I love reading it. Now that you think that this guy's just some moron, some outlier running in the Democrat Party. No, no, no. Here is Democrat Senator Chris Murphy on him.
Do you think so that Mamdani is the future of the Democratic Party?
Well, I think his message, his economic message, is the future of the party.
Okay, that's a signal right there, folks. That's your signal right there. There's your sign.
Yep. They're telling you.
Yeah.
You've been warned. And then when you look at the rest of them, you've got like Hakeem Jeffries, who's the leader of the Democrats in the House, and Chuck Schumer. While they have not endorsed him yet, they've fallen all over themselves to say positive things, and they're not condemning this. Listen to Hakeem Jeffries.
Have you endorsed him yet? I have not. So what's holding you back from endorsing him right now?
Well, we don't really know each other well. Our districts don't overlap. I have never had a substantive conversation with him.
A couple of good, nice, pregnant pauses there.
Yeah.
He was not ready for that.
No.
The House Minority Leader should have been ready for that question.
And I don't know how well Democrats have researched this guy or what, but this is a very bad trend. And, you know, we had an unbelievable poll this week about declining patriotism among Americans. And they looked, this is why this is happening in New York, and they looked back and found, you know, among the GOP, it's gone from 93% say they're very patriotic or extremely patriotic to 92%, right? So not much of a decline. But with Democrats, it's gone from 87% in 2002 to 36%. That's why it's declining. It's Democrats hate the country. So when you put, or they're not patriotic, they're not proud of it, when you put a candidate in front of them, they're going for the one who's anti-American, hates American the most, who's most foreign to American beliefs, ideologies, capitalism, basic values, And they're going for the guy who literally is not American. It's like, how far from America can you get? Okay, we'll go with that guy.
You know, if they're talking about land acquisition, I want to know if they're going to be taking some of those beach houses on the Hamptons or down on Hilton Head or, you know, along the coastline. You know, if there's some government housing down there, Tara, I might be enticed to go move down to the coast.
Yeah,
but I don't think that those, particularly those rich Democrats in the Hamptons are going to have to worry about their property being seized.
They are, you know what, if they do have their property seized, they're always shocked by it. They're always the last to see it coming. They always think it's going to be somebody else's property who has more money than them.
Yeah.
Go shake down that billionaire guy. I'm only a multimillionaire. And then shock ensues when it is, in fact, them. But they voted for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, I'm more than happy to redistribute their homes in the Hamptons. That'd be funny to watch, right? Yeah. I mean, keep in mind, these are the people who went into a state of emergency when the illegals they want everyone else to tolerate were sent to their backyard.
Yeah. And then suddenly there was a local deportation effort right there.
Right. That had they seen it on CNN happening at, say, Alligator Alcatraz in Florida, they'd have freaked out and screamed racism and all that.
Yeah.
So that's who they are.
Yeah. Communism is for thee and not for me. That's always the way it works.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, speaking of Alligator Alcatraz, I'm going to get into that and all the implications of it yesterday because that was a big deal.
Yeah.
Super cool what Ron DeSantis has done. He's saying, look, Joe Biden was going 3 to 7 years for deportation. Here's your notice appearing, you know, 3 to 7 years from now. And he's saying, look, we got it down to 48 hours. Yeah. We've even got lawyers who happen to be National Guard who are going to come in as immigration judges. You're going to be gone in 48 hours. You're not staying in Alligator Alcatraz because it's got literally an airstrip right there. You get your adjudication, you go 2,000 feet, you get on a plane, you're back to Guatemala, wherever the heck you came from.
No delay, due process.
None. Due process. That the Democrats have demanded. So they should be
no
huge
delay, due
fans
process. Yes,
of
exactly.
This.
Exactly. We're, you know, in a timely fashion, going to give you your due process.
Yeah.
As you get the boot out of the country.
I know. I know. And by the way, Henry McMaster should know how far behind he is. Trump begged Republican governors to do this in February. Every one of them has ignored him except DeSantis. But listen to this, Lee. They are now opening a second one of these in North Florida at Camp Blanding.
Okay, that'll be Python Place.
That'd be fantastic, yeah. You know, we could have so maybe, go fund me for the pythons. I'll buy them some.
Coyote condominiums.
Yes, exactly. So DeSantis says one is not enough. He's going to open a second because Florida's a huge state in North Florida. So and I just want to ask our governor two questions. When's tea time today, sir? And DeSantis is now on his second one of these. You haven't done squat, boopkiss. You haven't even opened the first one. Get to work, governor. Well,
want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, folks, I'm going to do this in every hour today. My apologies to those who follow me all the way through, but this is a big deal. You don't often hear an FBI director committing a felony. Kind of novel. Sort of new. Here's Christopher Wray lying. He's the FBI director. In September of 2021, about election fraud. Overnight, we had a new tranche of information, including emails showing that insiders inside the FBI conspired, I guess is the word to call it, to destroy evidence of China election fraud, not the kind where they use bots or put out yay, vote Joe messages, but the kind where they kind of steal millions of people's data off TikTok, use it to create fake licenses that are indistinguishable from real licenses because the data in them is correct for absentee ballot fraud purposes. And then we catch the Chinese trying to sneak them through Chicago O'Hare Airport, a mere 19,000 in that tranche. I'm sure there were others we didn't get. The plan, of course, being to fabricate tens of thousands of fake absentee ballots for Joe Biden and use the cover of COVID, which conveniently came out of the where again, Wuhan lab. It all looks like one big election fraud scheme now, doesn't it? Anyway, so that they could then suspend the laws to allow absentee ballot voting because everyone might die from COVID and steal the election from Joe Biden. One reason cited in the newly released emails for destroying the evidence of the crimes, that's a felony, by the way, was because, quote, the reporting will contradict Director Wray's testimony. What testimony? All the testimony under oath before Congress. Isn't that a felony to lie to Congress? Yeah. In fact, Christopher Wray's FBI has convicted others of it. So that's super exciting. Like Roger Stone, ask him how that is. Not when FBI directors lie to Congress for the good of the country. I mean, can't have anybody know that Joe Biden was selected by the Chinese, bribed by them, and then put in office by them, maybe. That's a felony, isn't it? Yeah. In fact, it's a couple. So you destroy the evidence of a crime, wipe the fact off the system that the crime ever was committed by the Chinese, and then when the FBI director lies to Congress about it, you destroy all evidence that there ever was evidence of the crime in the system. Because, quote, the reporting will contradict Director Wray's testimony. Let me bottom line it for you. Director Wray committed a crime to cover up this crime by lying to Congress. And so they destroyed more evidence to cover up Director Wray's crime. Now, by my count, we're five felonies here by the FBI. I don't know specifically who in the FBI is. I don't know who destroyed it. I don't know who gave the orders. But it's looking like about five felonies. Anyway, this is really novel. I mean, you don't often get to hear an FBI director commit a felony? I mean, really, that is novel if you think about it. But here it is. Here's the lie that many other crimes were committed to cover up. So I had to destroy all the evidence of the fake licenses and the election fixing by the Chinese. Here you go.
Right. But your answer is clear. You've not seen any widespread fraud by mail. And it's something the FBI watches continuously to make sure that that's not happening. So
that's something we would investigate seriously.
Absolutely.
Aggressively.
So the next question is,
Interesting. So here's Christopher Wray in that same congressional
hearing. I don't think we've seen any ongoing efforts to target election infrastructure like we did in 2016. We certainly are seeing and have never stopped seeing really since 2016 efforts to engage in malign foreign influence by the Russians. So that's the use of false personas, fake media accounts, social media stuff, the trolls, the bots, all of that stuff.
So he immediately pivots into lying about Russia collusion, which has been debunked. Right? There was no bots. We know that. We didn't know it at the time. So he's lying at the time. So, okay. So here's what he does. He's asked, what about, election fraud? Was there any election interference, any of that? He immediately pivots to lies about Russia. Now, the date is 2021 here, okay? So they're still telling the Russian bots tried to install Donald Trump lie. We wouldn't know until 2023 when Elon Musk bought Twitter, there were no Russian bots. That whole thing is made up. So, I mean, technically he's perjuring himself here too, but he's telling the Russia collusion hoax lie. We know there were no Russian bots because you had the liberal, executives at Twitter under Jack Dorsey. And they're emailing the FBI and telling them to stop lying because the FBI had gone to the New York Times, Washington Post. They're saying, oh, Twitter won't wipe the Russian bots out. They're influencing black voters. They're telling lies. They're influencing the election. It's the bots, the bots, the bots. So Twitter, because these are liberals, right? Twitter goes, they want to clear the Russian bots out as badly as anybody does. But they can't find them because there aren't any. There's some phishing accounts, many of them defunct. They're like sitting on Twitter but haven't been used in years. And they said, stop it. We can't find them. Stop telling your liberal lunatic FBI base that the Russians are influencing these elections. There's no bots. So look how he handles this. He's asked about election interference, denies there's any, and then pivots to, oh, but the Russians. When he knows the whole damn time China manufactured these fake driver's licenses in order to create tens of thousands of votes for Joe Biden.
I don't think we've seen any ongoing efforts to target election infrastructure like we did in 2016.
Liar.
We certainly are seeing and have never stopped seeing really since 2016 efforts to engage in malign foreign influence by the Russians.
Lie.
So that's the use of false personas, fake media accounts, social media stuff, the trolls, the bots, all of that stuff.
Yeah, that's fake. I've read you the email from frustrated Twitter executives who are like, dude, we hate Russians too. We're liberals too. But there aren't any bots. But he was still telling that lie then. You know what? Our political reality since like about 2015 because of these people has been fake. At a level where you just wow. I mean, we're talking Big Brother level. And keep in mind what the FBI did here, okay? Because they didn't just cover up these crimes, commit felony level perjury. Remember what they did? They censored us all when we tried to talk about election interference, specifically absentee ballot fraud. Remember, the censorship started in September of 2020 when Zuckerberg announced that you would not even be allowed to talk about election fraud in messages on Facebook to your family. Forget posts. We now know that came from the FBI too. So they wouldn't let you talk about election fraud. Why is that?
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And the primary struggle of this country right now, the terms under which the Civil War is being fought, is illegal immigrant votes, whether they will vote or not. It's a physical civil war, though. Democrats getting violent in the streets to protect illegals and their law-breaking culture of trying to replace voters, with Republicans, you know, Trump physically fighting them in the streets, sending federal agents to get in the way of what they're doing, to remove this new shadow nation that the Democrats have imported. And it is leading to violent clashes. I mean, we had the bridge taken over yesterday in LA. They're back at it. That's the fight of our times. And the saddest part to me that moves my heartstrings is watching Trump fight it alone while everybody else, or almost everybody else on the Republican side, pretends to support him while undermining him, or at very least doing absolutely nothing to help. Back in February, and I've been the only one screaming about this for a long time that I can find anywhere. If there's somebody else, send me that person because I'll give him credit. In February, Donald Trump asked every Republican governor in this country, there's 25 of them, asked every Republican governor, help me, help me. Because on the day that amnesty comes, the state's either going to turn blue, red states turn to blue, They'll turn purple or they'll stay red, depending on what decision these governors make and how many places the map, if that ever happens, God forbid, the map of America shrinks because everything else flips blue. That's going to be where America is. That's going to be where we all go to hide. That's how big a deal this is. There is no other fight more important than it. And the good news in that Senate bill that passed yesterday, Donald Trump got $70 billion for immigration enforcement, including an army of 10,000 more ICE agents, money to finish his border wall, and most importantly, money for deportations. He can't do it alone. So in February, he asked the governors to help. 24 of them said, pound sand. Don't care. We want to keep our illegals. Except Ron DeSantis. And one of the things yesterday that really moved me watching this, you could tell Trump was actually moved by what DeSantis had done. And DeSantis taking it two or three more steps that Trump hadn't even thought of, or at least requested. He thought of them, but he hadn't formally requested. He only asked for facilities like Alcatraz, Alligator Alcatraz, and that these governors deputize state law enforcement. And DeSantis went so far, he even deputized Fish and Wildlife. They can hunt illegals. They pick them up because they're federal officers now. Trump deputized them. He said, let me deputize them. So that way, when you pull them over in a car, you got the cartel boss, you don't have to let them go because you don't have jurisdiction. Now you have jurisdiction. These are very easy things, folks. You'd think there'd be 5-10 Republican governors willing to do this. Nope. Well, DeSantis went a step further, created Alligator Alcatraz. It's on an airport. It's got a runway. And then he came up with this idea, hey, why don't we take JAG officers, in other words, National Guard, who happen to be attorneys, there's a lot of them, and we will deputize them as federal immigration attorneys. And guess what? We get them right the heck out of the country. Bam, 48 hours, gone. You could tell Trump was moved yesterday. I think about this for a minute, just to set this up. I mean, Ron DeSantis, probably his worst enemy in the Republican Party, ran against him. Listen to this yesterday. You could tell Trump was just, he was humbled by what Ron DeSantis had done down there in the Everglades.
Ron, I'd like to thank you personally. You are my friend, and you'll always be my friend. And we may have some skirmishes even in the future. I doubt it. But I will always come back because we just seem to, we have blood that seems to match pretty well. We have a relationship that's been a very strong one for a long period of time, and I appreciate it. Very much appreciate it.
And Ron DeSantis, both at the press conference, but then later on Fox News, talking to these other Republican governors, where are you? Where are you?
The president was very thankful. Secretary Noem was very thankful. And we're happy to do it. But all the red states, at a minimum, need to step up and do this. If all red states are doing what Florida's doing, even if it's at a smaller scale, because they may be smaller, you're going to see massive numbers for the deportations. And Biden let in how many millions of people? We need these types of solutions if we want to get the job done.
We don't have time. We got 3.5 years. That place will eventually hold 5,000 beds. By the way, Governor McMaster, just so you know, DeSantis announced yesterday he is going to open a second one in North Florida. So DeSantis is on number two while you're golfing, sir. And the country is slipping away because these illegals are counted in the census. There's 2 million of them, we're told, in California. That's 3 congressional districts. I mean, that is a theft of 3 congressional districts. We could have used those votes. You know what a difference they would have made on the big, the BBB, the big, beautiful bill? We might not have had to lard it up so much to buy votes. No, Henry's too busy golfing. You know what it really is? His donors like using illegal immigrant labor illegally as a tax evasion scheme. They like being criminals. It pays well for Henry. He'd get a good job somewhere after this, be on a lot of boards, know all the right people. So he's not going to deport these people. He's not going to. He hasn't lifted a finger. Shame on you, Governor. Shame on you. And I'm telling you, this is how it's going to go now. We've got so many of these illegals in the state. I mean, they're running from Florida. Where do you think they're going to go? They're going to go straight north to somewhere with good construction jobs stolen from Americans. They're going to come here. You have created a de facto sanctuary state, sir. Every time one of them kills somebody, I'm going to put it right on your desk where it belongs. It's your fault. That blood on your desk. You know what's so sad? Again, we're up to almost 600 of you have requested that the governor do something. You've texted Gov to the text line, 800-905-0989. We send you the link for how to contact him. You haven't done a thing. You've just wasted more time, Governor. Shame on you. By the way, DeSantis has already written a book on this, so he's willing. Anybody wants to call him up can call him. He'll tell you how to do it. And he was talking yesterday. Listen, Trump is very accessible. You can call him, governors. He is happy to call you right back. He'll help you deputize your law enforcement as federal agents and move these people out. You know what's so sad about this, Governor McMaster? You know who DeSantis is going for first? The criminals. You're protecting not just illegal immigrants, but the criminals. And they kill people. We just saw that gang initiation. They found the first person they could find in a car, shot her. It's on you, Governor. No, it is. It's on you. You could have done something to stop it. We'll never know. Maybe we would have caught them. Maybe would have rounded them up. But you were too busy golfing. Such a shame. Really?
It's the most secure detainee, illegal alien detainee processing and deportation center in the country. We've been working with President Trump's administration on illegal immigration from the time he got sworn in. We proposed to do this, but they approved it and said, okay, guys, get going, do this at this airport in the middle of the Florida Everglades. And we did it in about a week, got a state-of-the-art facility built. Can hold thousands of detainees. President Trump said he's going to approve us using our National Guard judge advocates to serve as immigration judges. So literally, you'll have an illegal, you'll be able to have them have whatever due process right there at Alligator Alcatraz. And then guess what? 1,000 feet away, there's a massive runway where DHS can then fly them back to their home country. So I think we're also going to do another one in northeastern Florida at our National Guard training center in Camp Blanding.
Texter writes, are you asking the governor candidates if they'll deputize state officers? I did. I asked Alan Wilson, our attorney general, that yesterday when I interviewed him. He claims he's going to do it. And I said, full Alcatraz. I mean, you got to do the whole thing that Ron DeSantis did. He says he will. We'll see. But that's what he says, so. Meanwhile, Jerome Powell conducting, he's a Federal Reserve Chairman, a war on the American people. In particular, a war on the middle class and a war on the real estate market. And his excuses for not lowering rates are wearing thin. Here's Cheryl Cassoni on what's at stake. And listen to this part. This is what Powell's trying to do, okay? He knows we have to refinance a massive tranche of federal debt. And we're going to have to do it at high interest rates if he doesn't get busy. He wants to force Trump to do this. Because, you know, it's going to hurt his agenda. It's going to jack the debt through the ceiling. Well, I'll let him explain.
The arguments that President Trump has made is that if you look at the interest rates story around the world, other banks, in particular, if you look at Europe, they've been lowering rates while the United States has actually stood pat. So let's look at some of the world central bank rates around the world. Look at this. Switzerland is at 0.25%, with Japan 0.5%, and then Denmark is less than 2%. The U.S. stands at 4.5%. So I'll leave you with this. We've got about $9 trillion that has to be refinanced of U.S. debt in the next year. That gets refinanced at the higher interest rate. So when he talks about billions of dollars being lost, that's what President Trump is talking about right now.
For nothing. Nothing. The rate situation is ridiculous. Keep in mind, this is the guy who said when we were at 3%, almost 4% inflation, Joe Biden was printing another $1 trillion on average every quarter. Oh, yeah, inflation's transitory. No, we can keep rates low. It'll be fine. It's cool. No, go ahead and spend another trillion. We went to 9%. Again, that started with him when we went from 3 to 4. And he kept rates low during that. So when you're talking about this, folks, this is the first fully political Fed chairman we've ever had whose take on it is just, I'm going to create a hostage situation. If you're going to vote for this man, Trump, I hate him, and I'm going to punish you by making sure the middle class can't afford to buy homes. I'll just take away the real estate market. I'll crush it here in my little hand. As punishment, you shouldn't have voted for Trump. That's what this is. And it's a shame. By the way, we're getting more information on the Idaho firefighter shooter. And you can always tell with these, if they disappear from the news quickly, it was a leftist or someone practicing left-wing lunatic ideology. Here we go. This guy who did this, this 20-year-old, I don't know, they're calling him a transient, self-identified furry. You wouldn't wonder what these furries do when they grow up. And there are kids in school, in our schools, that identify that way. My kids have run into them. He identifies as a brony. That is a kind of furry. It's a boy interested in My Little Ponies. And he particularly liked the pink ones. Again, he identifies as a furry and used the hashtag. It's ideology. I can identify as something. By the way, we're going to get back into this in the 8 o'clock hour, the most glorious victory of Trump over the transgender movement. He has done something that I wouldn't have thought was possible. He forced the University of Pennsylvania to admit that Leah Thomas is a man and has been a man the entire time. No more pretend. Ah, it's fabulous. So he just broke UPenn, and he may have broken the transgender movement. Listen to what they have to do to avoid losing their funding. This is fantastic. This is the capitulation. Apologize to every female swimmer who had a title stolen by Leah Thomas. Admit Leah Thomas is a man. Restore the titles to these women formally. And again, personally apologize to them. That's why they need the letter, because when you, you know, you win a thing and you come in first, you want to brag about that to future generations. And I mean, that's the kind of thing in a family. When you come in, like, I don't know, pick one, first in state or something like that. First in Division One, for, you know, second, third, whatever. You know, they'd be saying, your family be talking about that for generations. You got grandmama's genes. She's a state title swimmer. She's a, you know, Division One, Title One swimmer, blah, 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 you know, whatever. They're restoring it with an apology and stripping Leah Thomas of all of those medals, all of those rewards. They are formally required to change their policy. No dudes in the changing room, no dudes in the showers, and no dudes on the girls' teams. Total annihilation of the transgender movement. Even better, Education Secretary Linda McMahon says, we like this. We think this is the template for all the other universities in the country, too.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.